So my older sister, she was in FFA, and we're 7.5 years apart. So she drove me home a lot of days, and I spent, she already knows what I'm about to tell on her. I spent lots of afternoons downstairs with Ms. Knowlcox and Mr. Rapool, since Gabe and I were in the same grade. And I was in the fourth grade, and I came outside of school, and I watched my sister drive away. And I looked around. He knows what I'm about to say, too. And I looked around, and I was like, the only person I know out here is Mr. Papoole. So I remember going up to him, and I, like, tugged on his shirt, and he looked down at me, and I pointed at her, and I said, she just left me here. So he found one of her friends and got her tracked down. On the school bus, anytime we went anywhere, both of them, I'm sure, can attest that I sat right behind Mr. Papoole, and we would talk about life the whole way most of the time. I am a very old soul. I can't tell you the number of times that I have reached out to both of these two, not just in school, but also in adulthood. I told Devin when I was trying to think of what I was going to say, I remember a time that he picked me up from convention and Mr. Rapool walked up to the car and he made a few comments to my now husband that I can't really repeat, but essentially, if you ever hurt her, I will take care of you. And I remember being like, please just go away. Like, you're being worse than my dad would be, you know? But I mean, and you know this too, but you're like another dad to me. We're on the Farm Bureau board together. There are nights, if we are both there, we stay and talk till 9 o'clock. And then my husband calls and wonders where I am. And I have to say, oh, I was talking to Jody. I apologize. But I wanted to get you something. And I want you to walk up here, or I'll come down there. I want you to show everybody what I got you. But if you know Mr. Papoole, you know that he used an object to get everybody's attention. So I wanted to make sure to give him one of these that he could take home. And I think Jody Farrah might use it more than you to maybe whoop you upside the head or get your attention, but I'm going to give it to you, and if anyone has had him in class, you will understand the reference. So I thank you for all that you've done for me and led me to my career. Becky has got my baby in the back making all the noise. I apologize, but Becky and myself and John David, Jody always has a running joke if we're carrying the briefcase with us, so maybe Mr. Rapool, that could be your next career, and you could carry the briefcase too, but I want to give you this, so.